name Beloved has an intimate but mysterious meaning for us. This especially occurs when God calls us His Beloved. When we read or hear about being His Beloved, we say, yeah, yeah, I already know about that. There's more to being God's Beloved. I want to talk about God's perspective on being His Beloved. We need to grasp the fact that we are God's Beloved because He has decided that we are His Beloved. This is not because we did something special or are more special than someone else or did anything to deserve it. And being beloved is actually a lifestyle that comes from being intimate with God. When you say you are someone's beloved, you are intimate with them. You don't see your beloved once every 10 years. You talk about your beloved. You want to be with your beloved. You want to spend time with your beloved. You long for your beloved. All these are qualities of an intimate relationship. Being beloved is learning to be intimate with God. That's why we need to learn how to be God's beloved and have some belovedness. This is a Michael word that is probably not in the Webster's Dictionary. Part of being beloved means that God wants us to have an intimate relationship with us. We need to know how God looks at us. God doesn't have a big scale and say the right stuff outweighs the bad stuff. He already decided to take out the bad stuff when Jesus died for us on the cross. We are beloved because Jesus died for us on the cross. Jesus was the beloved of the Father, and because He died for us, we are God's beloved. This is the reason that we are God's beloved, not because we are so good, or we said prayers, or gave away our coat. These are good things to do, but they do not make us the beloved to God. Only our relationship to Jesus can do that for us. Now, the Father sees all of us as being his beloved because He looks at what His Son Jesus did for us. And Jesus is beloved to God, and so are we. And Jesus is our righteousness and our holiness because He is righteous and holy for us. How does God see us from His heart? This is a condition of intimacy because God has a heart relationship with us. God loves us with His heart and not just His head, and we are beloved because His heart is towards us. We are not just beloved because He thinks about us. If you had a beloved and he walked into the room, you would likely look at them all the time. They were in the room. That's how God looks at you, and His eyes are always on you. God has eyes of love towards you because He is madly in love with you. These are eyes of love and not just eyes of examination. When he watches you, He says, "There is my beloved." His beloved eyes and thoughts are full of overwhelming love towards you. His eyes are filled to overwhelming with love for you. He looks at you with great mercy and not judgment. If His eye is always on the sparrow, and He knows how many hairs are on the top of your head, His eyes are surely on you. God's ears are always listening for you. God does not take a break and tell you to stop talking because there are important matters in the universe that He has to take care of. When we speak, God's ears are always open to us and always wanting to listen because we are His beloved. When God's beloved speaks, He listens, even though our words may sound very trite to us. God says, when my beloved speaks, His words or her words are very important to me, and I will always listen. When we speak blessing to each other, it is a sign that we are His beloved, and we accept His love for us. He loves to hear it as we speak of our love for Him in praise and worship and in conversation. He is moved when we speak with compassion, love, and understanding for our brothers and sisters and with the world. With every beat of God's heart, He is loving me. because I am God's beloved. We are the passion of God's heart because we are His beloved. His heart beats with love for us because God's heart is the center of His being and the center of the universe. While God's heart beats for you, it calls out your name. Every beat is full of great love for you because He wants so much to be with you. The desire of God's heart is that He be one with you and that you be one together. We are in a constant state of being loved by God. God is fully devoted to our best with every beat of His heart, no matter what response we make to His love. God's mind is always on me. If I love someone, I think about them often. God's plans are perfect, and He always knows what He wants to do, but He's still thinking about me. He wants to think about me not because He's moving a chess piece, but because He loves me. His mind is full of pleasure because He is thinking about the good plans that He has for me. He always wants to bless me with His thoughts and His ideas, which are the best and most brilliant in the universe. His mind is thinking about the love that He has poured into my life. His mind wants me to understand His character and nature and use it in my life and in the lives of others around me. God has always given me His best. You don't give your beloved the shoes that have been in the closet for 8 years. You go out and buy the best new pair of shoes that matches the outfit. Jesus died for us so that He could buy us the best from the Father. The Father made a covenant with us to give us the best because His Son Jesus gave us the best. When God gives His best, it is awesome because He thinks His beloved deserves the best. God's best for us is so fantastic that it will take forever to reveal it to us. There will be no end to the love and to the goodness that He will pour out upon us forever. It will take us forever to love and serve and worship and adore Him. We will be overjoyed by the goodness of His perfect provision for us. God is always thinking ahead so that He can take care of me. He plans and provides for my needs and your needs even before we know that we need something. He knows that we need, and He takes care of us. He takes care of all our needs. God is great enough to provide for my needs, even when we make mistakes. His plans are perfectly in place and will not be disturbed, no matter how I react. God will enable us to finish what we are to do for Him, because we are His beloved. We are not failures, we are His beloveds. God wants us each to be part of His plan. God is always with us and wants us to be part of that plan. He has a plan for each individual person, no matter what choices we make. We are an important part of the action because we are here, and God considers us to be His beloved people. We are here just because God wants us to be here. Until we are called home, we are called to share in God's plan and to build His kingdom. We are supposed to be here because God wants us to be here. We may not understand the plan, but God understands it. God considers us important enough to be here participating in it right now. Our God wants us to be faithful in what we know and what we should do. It is His responsibility to tell us if He wants us to do something different. We'll have forever to rejoice in His plans and marvel at their depth and perfection. It will be a joy and delight for us that forever will be part of those plans. God's hand is close to mine. Because we are His beloved, His hand stays near to us. He would often think, I cannot wait to touch my beloved again. It is so special to touch my beloved. It is wonderful to touch someone that I love so much. God loves to touch us with His presence, with His love, and with His power. The hand of the Lord is guiding you safely and bringing you where He wants you to be. He knows how much our our frail frames need His touch. He knows that without His guidance and protection, we would be hopelessly lost. God knows every part of you and yet still loves you. You are His beloved, and there is nothing that He does not know. He knows the hairs on your head and how many eyelashes you have and couldn't love you more. He knows your pimples and your imperfections, but He loves you intimately and completely and calls you His beloved. He knows everything that you are going to do and still loves you and accepts you as you are. Because you are His beloved, He gives you freedom. He lets you make your own decisions and gives you the freedom to choose. It makes one feel loved when they have the freedom to choose strawberry instead of chocolate, yogurt instead of Neapolitan ice cream. Freedom to be quiet or to yell. Freedom to cry or to laugh. There is freedom upon you. You can fly close to Him, for the wings of freedom grow on His beloved. These wings give perspective on the height and depth of God's love for us. Love, trust, and freedom are the treasures and the joy of the beloved. They only serve to deepen and enrich the love that is shared together. We are the beloved of God, and we can feast together on the banquet that He sets before us. It is and will be the celebration of life that will never end. My beloved allows me to make mistakes and uses them to grow in my life. God knows that I am going to go out and make mistakes today, but He only uses them in my life to even bless other people. He doesn't say that you are my beloved if you don't make any mistakes today. We are used as we are, but we will be treasured for what we are and what we will become. Being beloved means that you are covered. Being beloved means that God does not just use you when you are perfect, but God uses you when you make mistakes. When someone is beloved, He gives to you everything He can, and He does not hold anything back. When you are beloved, your beloved loves you more than himself. This was demonstrated when God sent His Son Jesus to suffer and die for us on the cross. My beloved wants to be with me forever, and my beloved wants to give me His kingdom. Do you know anyone who walks up to you and says, I want to be with you forever, and I want to give you everything that I have? This is how God treats His beloved. My beloved has a plan for every move that I make, good or bad. Nothing escapes His loving eye. Nothing fools or frustrates Him. He anticipates our decisions, and He uses them for His good. The whole course of history is in His hand. Our lives are His to use as He desires, even if we do have free will to choose. God has a plan for everything because we are His beloved. We are safe and we are saved because we are His beloved. My beloved wants me to have authority in heaven and on earth. He wants us to have authority over sin or evil or anything that comes against the kingdom of God. We have authority to love and build up His kingdom. Because we are God's beloved, we have authority to speak in His name. We will bring life, heal the sick, and even raise the dead in His name. In heaven, we will rule and reign with Him throughout all that He has created, forever and forever. He wants to give us the friendship of His loved ones now and forever. My beloved loves me so much that He will share all His friends with me. We will be able to share and experience the greatness and the goodness of God over and over again through the lives of the beloved who are with us in heaven. God will not be jealous and stingy with His loved ones or with His friends. He will share all His loved ones with me because I am His beloved and so are you. We will all be His beloved together. God has made the most wonderful people in the universe, and they will all be our friends. Being beloved means that one day we will no longer be bound by time and space. My beloved wants to give me His mind and His heart. God will have us think and feel as He does. we will use this to work for Him, serve Him, love Him, and rejoice with Him. We will not be separated from Him because we are His beloved. We will constantly and continually move in the presence of God, with His pleasure ever before us. He wants us to be intimate with Him, and He wants to give us His affections. We will be thrilled and overwhelmed by the affections of God. Be prepared to be thrilled with God because God is thrilled with His beloved. Our hearts will be completely filled with His affections because we are His beloved. Out of this overwhelming love for us, He will choose to reveal Himself to us. We will be captivated and completely awestruck by Him. My beloved, His beloved, will reveal parts of Him that we never even dreamed of because of God's desire to be one with us. It is the nature of love to reveal itself and make itself known. God, the Lord, will reveal His passionate love for us, and we will be passionately in love with Him forever and ever, because that is our inheritance of being the beloved of God. He is excited about being in love with us forever, and about being with us forever, because He has made us just for that reason. Beloved means to be loved, and we are loved very much by God, who made us to love us.